time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 45. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 28. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield police and emergency personnel responded to two accidents in and around Fairfield late last week. Saturday night, at approximately 6:50, officers responded to a two-car crash at the intersection of West Delaware and Commerce Drive. Police reports say 30-year-old Fairfield resident Tisha M. Jennings attempted to cross West Delaware in a 2004 Dodge Ram. Jennings reportedly didn't see a 2002 Lincoln Continental driven by 23-year-old Fairfield resident Amanda L. Krause, and Jennings struck the Lincoln. Both parties refused medical treatment at the scene, and Jennings was cited for failure to yield at an intersection. Friday morning, at approximately 11:36, officers investigated a single-car accident west of Fairfield on West Main Street near Market Avenue. 60-year-old Fairfield resident Lonnie V. Musgrave was westbound on West Main in a 2013 Buick, and he told police he had a coughing spell and lost control of the vehicle. The Buick left West Main, crossed West Delaware, and came to rest in a field. Police say Musgrave refused medical treatment at the scene. More news next.
When a need for medical care arises outside of regular business hours, simply visit Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Urgent Care at the FMH Medical Complex, 213 Northwest 10th Street, Suite A Left. There is no need for an appointment, and walk-ins are always welcome. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care treats strains, sprains, sore throats, colds, flu, minor lacerations, minor fractures, and more. Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 5.
In other news, no injuries were reported in a single-car accident Saturday morning about 1.5 miles north of Sisney. According to police reports, at approximately 7 o'clock, 38-year-old Flora resident Alan D. Hill was northbound on Highway 45 in a 2003 Dodge Dakota. Deputies say he started to veer off the roadway, traveled into a ditch, struck a culvert, traveled across a county road, and came to rest in a field. Hill was cited for leaving the scene of an accident and failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. A tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Three people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 32-year-old Fairfield resident Shannon L. Cohn was arrested yesterday afternoon by Fairfield police on a Wayne County warrant for criminal damage to property $300 or less. Cohn was held in jail pending the posting of $520 bond. 30-year-old Fairfield resident Brandon K. Taylor was arrested Saturday morning by DNR Conservation Police on a charge of possession of a firearm or ammunition without a FOID card. Taylor was held, pending the posting of $120 bond. 24-year-old Broughton resident Cole T. Tucker was arrested early Saturday morning by Illinois State Police on a charge of driving under the influence of alcohol. Tucker was released from jail after posting $120 bond. 43-year-old Fairfield resident Jevin Sork was booked in the Jefferson County Justice Center over the weekend on a probation violation. Due to waterline work outside FNB in Fairfield, bank officials say customers should plan to enter through the business's north or west doors today. FNB's east door will be temporarily blocked while crews complete their work on the water lines. Salvation Army collections from bell ringers in Fairfield were up considerably this year, according to Amy Hart, who oversees the program in Wayne County.
I think we need to do a big shout out. Thank you to Wayne County and everyone that donated. We did surpass what we raised last year, and I really can't say how much we raised, but it was almost twice what we raised last year.
Hart says Wadi is the Salvation Army's agent for Wayne County to disperse funds from donations. She says she sends the Salvation Army the money, and most of it, minus an administration fee, is sent back for her to disperse to help needy families pay rent and utilities.
It's dispersed back to us, and we then have to take an application, send it to them, and then they pay whatever vendor we've used. It's for rent and utilities. So like if I paid Wainwright Propane $200 for propane, then I send that app in and the Salvation Army actually sends the money and pays Wainwright Propane. Once I've sent the money in, I don't actually see the money again. I'm just given a budget, and I have to stay within that budget. But I send the bills to Salvation Army, and they pay them.
Collections for the holiday season began on Black Friday. Hart said last week that she was hoping to get her January budget from the Salvation Army quickly. The Fairfield Lions Club would like to thank the community and the First United Methodist Church for a successful Christmas lights recycling day. The club was able to collect 41 boxes of recyclable materials, including Christmas lights, extension cords, soda tabs, keys, glasses, hearing aids, and printer cartridges. Club member David Savage says great results occur when people work together on a positive project. The TIF committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Fairfield City Hall. Comprised of Alderman Brett Cole, Tyler Lampley, and Gary Moore, the committee will begin the night with a discussion on the relationship and operation of the relatively newly formed committee, which was created last year by the full city council. The committee will then discuss existing proposed redevelopment projects, including ones at Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery, electrical infrastructure improvements within the Central Redevelopment Project area, and other potential plans. An agenda item at the council's last meeting regarding the project at Bullard's was tabled at that time. Committee members will then discuss the drafting of an ordinance amending Chapter 30 of the Fairfield Code of Ordinances. They will also discuss progress on activities to implement previously discussed recommendations. Cole, Lampley, and Moore will then review and discuss recommendations from the May 2019 TIF report from Attorney Dan Shearing, as well as an action plan for the full City Council. The final items on the night's agenda include discussion of other potential matters of interest to the committee and the scheduling of future meetings. Frontier Community College will offer a two-day preparation class for the test of essential academic skills later this month, and registration is currently open. The class is for those who plan to enroll in the nursing program for the fall 2020 semester, as the exam is one of the application requirements. Test preparation will be held on January 17th and 31st from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. in room 105 of FCC's Learning Resource Center. Nursing program instructor Juliana Fleming will review the subjects on the exam, including reading, writing, math, and science. After completing the preparation class, applicants may choose from two remaining testing dates for the official exam, February 6th and February 13th. The exam may be taken up to two times, and students must score at the proficient level or higher before the application deadline of February 18th. People may register for the exam at atitesting.com. Anyone interested in registering for the exam preparation should call FCC at 842-3711. The cost will be $124 for in-district residents. The nursing program is provided on FCC's campus through Illinois Eastern Community Colleges and Olney Central College. State USDA Rural Development Director Douglas Wilson is promoting several programs for rural communities in 2020.
We have over 40 different programs, and as I like to say, when rural development shows up, somebody's life is going to improve, and that can be water and waste, community facilities, that can be business, that can be housing, and what we've been talking about quite a bit, which I think is where I'll start, is our Reconnect program and distance learning telemedicine. We had an announcement with Undersecretary Bill Northey here touting an almost $13 million investment in high-speed infrastructure through Wabash Telephone, and it's going to install over 300 miles of fiber into an areas that literally had no service before. That's one of the programs where we're actually now into round two. Broadband suppliers, others that are looking to have better service in their area, we have some workshops coming up.
People can learn more about the agency's programs at rd.usda.gov/IL. More Illinois seniors will qualify for select state benefits under new income guidelines this year. The Illinois Department of Aging has announced new income limits will be used to determine eligibility for the state's Benefit Access Program. The program includes discounts on license plates, the Seniors Ride Free benefit, and the Persons with Disability Free Transit Ride benefit. Under the new guidelines, single-person households will qualify if they earn less than $33,562 in annual income. That's up from $27,610 last year. State officials say the changes reflect annual cost of living increases for Social Security and Supplemental Security income benefits. Aging department officials say the benefits support some of the state's most vulnerable residents. The state says it received over 126,000 applications for the benefits in the most recent fiscal year. A horticulturist at the University of Illinois Extension says people who have been keeping their bird feeders stocked shouldn't stop during the cold winter months. Kim Howard reports.
If you usually have a feeder out, birds will get used to stopping by your yard, says the Extension's Richard Henschel. He recommends providing seed into mid-spring when plants start coming up. And if you don't want the squirrels partaking,
what you mount the feeder on shouldn't be something that's easily climbable, so something out of wood would not be ideal. The smaller the diameter of the metal post, the better, so they can't really grab a hold very well. It works quite nicely.
Henschel also suggests supplying water for the birds. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Farming. It's genetics, what you're made of. It's agronomy, local knowledge and having the tools to put the right product in the right place. It's service, built on trust, grit, and determination. Because what it takes to make the best product is a lot like what it takes to make a farmer. Golden Harvest, rooted in genetics, agronomy, and service.
Grow with Golden Harvest Seed through the Golden Advantage Program. 0% interest on extended terms. Contact your seed advisor today.
And now, the top five reasons to drive for Best Way Express. Number five, free health clinic. Number four, paid holidays. Number three, $1,800 annual safety bonus. Number two, no hazmat, no jack stand moves, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. And the number one reason, you will be home daily.
Best Way Express is now hiring for multiple home daily positions. Contact Best Way at 1-833-BESTWAY or bestwayexpress.com.
Before I mention the stock market report, I just want to mention this here as we just got this in moments ago, but Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who burglarized a Taco Tierra recently. An unspecified amount of money was taken during the heist. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Taco Tierra is currently closed while police conduct their investigation. That is on our website, as well as the WFIW Radio Facebook page. Currently in Fairfield, it's 46. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,590, down 44. The NASDAQ is at 9,029, up 8. February crude oil, it's at $63.02. That is down 3 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 87-year-old Carmi resident Barbara A. Hooker died on Saturday at her residence. She was a member of the White County Historical Society. Barbara Hooker is survived by daughters Sandy Carpenter and Carol Patterson, 5 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, 2 brothers, 1 sister-in-law, and numerous nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Barbara Hooker will be held at noon on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 a.m. to service time. Burial will be in Melrose Cemetery. Memorial donations may be made to the Carmi First Christian Church, and they will be accepted at Campbell Funeral Home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield aerial weather for today. Partly sunny skies and a high of 45. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 28. And then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 48. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Sunny skies on Wednesday, a high of 45 and low of 35. Scattered showers on Thursday. Thursday's high will be around 52 with a low of 45. And then rain is likely on Friday. Friday will have a high of 60 and an overnight low of 40.